know what this weekend is.
This weekend?
Yeah.
It's Halloween when we hide behind masks.
No, it's Halloween.
Halloween fun is afoot.
Happy Halloween to you too.
It's just so childish.
There are grown-up ways to enjoy Halloween.
Well, we're not doing that.
Well, no, we're not doing that.
Boogeyman is coming.
Ha ha, happy Halloween.
And now, it's showtime.
WQKX.
Whenever you celebrate Halloween this weekend, we're with you. It's Morgan in the Morning on a Flashback Friday. Let's have a party.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
One day closer to Halloween. It's Friday. Everybody's in a good mood. Some people are in costume already. Sports is winding down in our area. Football, high school, Friday night under the lights. And field hockey. How about field hockey? Selins Grove, the field hockey team, was supposed to be on the show this morning, but they're playing this afternoon. You know, we can't do that. Good luck, Seals. Lady Seals, is that what they call them? From Selins Grove. I just like to say Selins Grove. Good luck, Selins Grove, against Wallenpaugh Pack up there in District 2. And you heard Rob, the Sports Center, talking about it. Lewisburg will play Midwest today. There's a local game to see who advances in their division. You got your double A's and your single A's and your triple A's. It's all good. It's all Central PA proud, right? So good luck. The Selins Grove appearance on Morgan in the Morning has been postponed till next week. So we'll see how it goes this afternoon at 4. We'll have an appearance. We'll bring them on the show. Hopefully Tuesday. Maybe a try it Tuesday. Wouldn't that be funny? See if they could teach me how to play field hockey. Now that would be interesting.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah. Late Night TV is next. Jimmy Fallon talking about this Facebook becoming Meta. Does anybody really care?
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Mark Zuckerberg finally revealed the new name of Facebook.
I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta.
Meta, as in when I joined Facebook, I met a lot of crazy people.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Getting you ready for Flashback Friday, which is about 30 minutes away. So what's your thoughts on this?
I believe the metaverse is the next chapter for the internet.
What?
And it's the next chapter for our company, too.
Oh.
We're a company that focuses on connecting people.
Really? Really?
Today, we're seen as a social media company.
Mm-hmm.
But in our DNA, we are a company that builds technology to connect people.
Huh?
And the metaverse is the next frontier, just like social networking was when we got started.
Sure.
I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta.
Meta what?
Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. From now on, we're going to be metaverse first, not Facebook first.
All right, good. You go ahead. I got on my phone this morning. It still had an F and a blue box for Facebook. So metaverse, I don't know, Insta happiness, moving forward centuries, whatever you want to call yourself. I'm okay with it because it doesn't affect me. The thing that affects me is spreading hate, okay? Spreading hate and misinformation and all that. Stop that crap in your metaverse and I'll be happy. I'll be happy, okay?
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
News is next to check on sports and weekend AccuWeather. We've got a Frankenstein forecast for you as well. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning. So what's this with PETA trying to change the name of the bullpen in baseball because it's not kind to cows? What do they want to call it? The arm barn? Wow. It seems like they should have better things to do, but I'm a big baseball fan and I'm a Red Sox fan. So you Phillies fans could probably relate. We should change the name of the bullpen to the, which one of you guys is the next victim? W-Q-K-X. 94KX. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Okay. Bye.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, the Ford Fun Line's always open. It doesn't mean you're going to win anything all the time. Just talk to me. Don't hang up on me. It makes me sad. I don't know how to handle this. Anyway, one day closer to Halloween, one day closer to stupidity, but we don't call it that.
Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
An Oregon man was arrested for robbery. And we're going to call it Ricky Bobby robbery, as in Talladega Nights.
And out of anything to choose from in the home, he found my Halloween outfit, Ricky Bobby, Talladega Nights, the full jumpsuit with the hat. Yes, takes that and my bicycle with two flat tires and tries to escape.
And Ricky Bobby wins!
Second place is the first loser. This guy's just a loser. I don't know what he was looking for, but why the Ricky Bobby costume there, bud? I mean, let's go for a better Will Ferrell movie, all right? Maybe dress like Elf? That would be better. I'd rather be arrested in an Elf suit than a NASCAR suit. Oh, wait a minute. After thinking that over, the NASCAR thing's not all that bad anymore,
okay?
For every
act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX.
Uh-huh.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, we've got, I have a Weather Channel fetish. I can't stop watching the Weather Channel. And as we get closer to Halloween, we're going to have something really cool coming up.
WQKX.
I think I've owned this before. I think I've confessed that I'm a Weather Channel junkie. I mean, I love everybody on the Weather Channel. I love all the shows. And sometimes when there's nothing on TV, which is most of the time, I find myself watching the Weather Channel. And if anybody calls me and I tell them what I'm doing, or they stop by, they're like, what kind of geek are you? But check this out. I hooked up with the Weather Channel, and heading into Halloween weekend, they have sent me the Frankenstein Friday weather. So this is really cool.
And now for Frankenstein Friday, the Weather Channel is proud to present Frankenstein with the weather report for this weekend.
Here we go.
And here's your forecast for Halloween evening.
What? Wait. Okay.
And that's Frankenstein with your weekend forecast from the Weather Channel.
All right. Sorry about that. I thought it was going to be something really big.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, on the way, the news, the sports, and the AccuWeather. What's up with the little brown jug? We'll talk about it. Tonight, high school football, they play for the little brown jug. Interesting. Also on the way,
it's the Keys to Cancun with Liberty Travel and 94KX.
I think I want a trip to Cancun.
Keep listening for our next keyword.
Let's do all, well, maybe not all, but let's do a lot of Halloween music today for Flashback Friday. Sound good?
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
You better believe it. Toll free line open. Hello, hello.
I listen to you every morning when I'm getting ready for school. Can you play Thriller?
Thriller? Why, sure. Just for you. What's your name?
Maya Woodard.
Hi, Maya. Where are you from?
West Cameron.
You're on your way to school this morning?
Yeah.
What school do you go to?
Lyme Mountain High School / Middle School.
Okay. I will play it for all those Lyme Mountain Eagles. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. It's that easy. Ford Fun Line open right now. 1-800-326-94KX. Facebook message. I don't know. Come in the back door dressed in costume. We'll find a treat for you. It's all that easy. It's all that fun. It's Flashback Friday. Halloween style. Besides dancing around the kitchen, Mom, what else are you doing?
Oh, I'm getting ready to take my kid to the bus.
All right. Are you doing like the adult Halloween costume thing at work or no?
Not at work.
No.
Actually, have off today.
Oh, well, enjoy your day off. I just read a poll that, like, nearly half of the workforce will either have a Halloween party or somebody on staff dressed in a costume, and it's okay. I think it's kind of
funny. Yeah, we have done that in the past, but I don't think we're organized enough this year to do that.
Well, yeah, we are coming off a weird year, right?
Yes.
The whole damn year was Halloween.
That's right.
For one reason or another. But thanks for calling. We'll see if we can find a special Halloween song for you. Is Halloween all about being scary? Or is it all about superstition? Or are you the cute costume or the sexy costume? In the meantime, Stevie Wonder.
Very superstitious.
Good morning.
It's Flashback Friday.
This doesn't get old.
On 94KX. It's the 94KX Keys to Cancun Contest with Liberty Travel. Here's the keyword you need to text.
Sandals. You gotta wear them when you're in Cancun. Heck, you wear them to the Walmart. Today's keyword with Morgan in the morning is sandals.
Text that keyword now to 49330 along with your hometown to be in the running for a trip to Grand Fiesta Americana Coral Beach, all-inclusive hotel in Cancun. From Liberty Travel and 94KX.
Oh, take me with you, huh?
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Seth Meyers on the way talking about people who claim they have an internal clock. Birthday buddies and more.
It's Flashback Friday on 94KX.
According to a new survey, 19% of Americans said they rely on their body's internal clock to wake them up at a certain time. Oh, yeah, there's a term for those people. What is it again? Late.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay!
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go! And go, because we have things for you today, folks.
Yes, there is actually a list here. I'm excited. I really am. Not only because it's Friday.
Let's take a look at our celebrities first, shall we?
All right.
Tove Lo is 34 years old. She had one hit. It was about 8 years ago, and it was stupid, and I hated it. And I think it should be banned for life because it was called Habits Stay High. Yeah,
okay.
What does that teach our children? Let's move on.
All right.
Randy Jackson, one of the cool Jackson 5.
Yes.
He was the one that was always dressed in sparklers.
Yeah.
He's 60 years old.
Okay.
He also did some solo stuff, which was good, but you'll have to Google it because you probably can't find it.
Exactly.
Here's something that a little comedy I think we'll all enjoy. Homer Simpson is celebrating a birthday today. Well, at least the voice of Homer Simpson.
For the top 10 hilarious Homer Simpson moments.
Let's do one.
$20. I wanted a peanut. $20 can buy many peanuts. Explain how. Money can be exchanged for goods and services.
Before we begin.
That's the best.
All right. How exactly do you say
Dan
his name?
Dan Castellaneta.
Castellaneta. See, that's
yes,
what it is. Some people say Castellaneta.
No, it's but Castellaneta, I believe.
Dan is 64.
Mm-hmm.
Homer All is right. 64. Richard Dreyfuss, Matt Hooper in the movie Jaws.
Yes.
Yeah, he's 74 years old.
Okay.
That's a shark. I've seen a shark,
he's
and I'm not going through that
movies, again. We still go back to that.
Yeah, there
yeah.
you go. And Denny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. Denny Lane, the original lead vocalist of the Moody Blues, but later one of Paul McCartney's wings.
Indeed, he was.
He is 77 years old today.
Okay.
All right.
Happy birthday.
That's the celebs. Let's take a look at the local celebs. What do you call them, Lynn?
We call them birthday buddies.
We certainly do. Happy birthday to Georgia Musser. She is 61.
Heather Yarger from Sunbury, 40 today.
Holly Greenlee, 42.
Carrie Miller from Lewisburg, celebrating 44 today.
Happy birthday, Katie Ferguson. She's from Penns Creek, 44.
I think this is Kay Jenkins from Sunbury, 63 today.
Happy birthday, Marcy Marshall from Lewisburg, 51.
Marna Olszewski from Colt Township, 43 today. Happy birthday, Marna.
Happy birthday to Roy Snyder. He's from Sealands Grove. He's 49.
And last but certainly not least, Sherry Mowry from Sunbury, 56 today.
All right. We have a couple Facebook messages
this morning.
Katie Booth from Sunbury is 38. Happy birthday, Katie.
Yes.
And one of my buddies, well, he's not my buddy, but he grew up with my kids, and he's a good guy.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right?
All right.
His mom is actually a friend of mine. But anyway, happy birthday to Colton Meeker today of Northumberland. Colton is 27 years old. He's working over there at River Run Foods. Colton, you're still my boy.
Aw, happy birthday, Colton.
You see, when you have three daughters and a guy comes over the house, a neighborhood kid, you can call him your boy. That's just one of them things.
Because you don't have anyone else to call your boy.
Exactly.
Except for the dog, maybe. But anyway.
Birthday buddies, every day at this time, you know, you could call it in on the toll-free line, the Ford Fun Line. Message it in, like those two did.
Yes.
Or you could use the text club. snail mail, whatever.
What? Yeah, whatever. There's many ways. Like
many
I
ways.
Say yes.
But we do know that each and every day at this time, it is...
Birthday buddies.
Yes.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Well, of course, news, sports, and weather is next. Movie Mike's in the house. I did my Frankenstein forecast earlier this morning.
I think he would have enjoyed that.
But we've got another Halloween treat for Movie Mike because he's that kind of guy, the Halloween kind of guy.
All right. That sounds good. Morgan in the Morning.
Movie Mike in the house. You're a big Halloween guy.
Absolutely. I love Halloween.
And you're a big scary movie guy.
Yes. All year round, not just at Halloween.
That's it. Well, Jimmy Fallon last night did one of his tweet episodes where you were invited to tweet in normal movies in a Halloween setting.
Star Wars, an old hermit convinces a young farm boy to murder his father.
It's true. I never thought of it that way, but yes.
Well, I'm telling you, we'll have the rest of them coming up. How many new movies coming up this weekend?
There are 4 new movies opening for Halloween weekend.
Wow. All scary?
2 of them are scary, 2 are not.
All right. Movie Mike on the way. I have a feeling that you'll be watching those movies.
I will.
You see what I did there?
Very clever.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. A special Halloween edition of Flashback Friday. Somebody's watching you. And it's not me. I'm on the radio. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Somebody's watching me.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Jimmy Fallon last night was excellent with Make a Movie Sound Scary tweets.
The Hangover. After a night of drinking poison, 3 men with amnesia set out to find out if their friend is still alive.
Basically it, yeah.
The Breakfast Club. A high school principal locks 5 teenagers in the library until they each have an emotional breakdown.
That's exactly it.
Torture.
The Little Mermaid. A kleptomaniac makes a deal with a sea witch in exchange for human flesh.
That is so yuck, but true.
Paw Patrol. A terrifying dystopian future where all public safety officers are replaced by dogs.
That happened on 6th Avenue.
Yeah, your kid doesn't think that's funny.
Home Alone, a neglected child takes joy in torturing people who come to visit him.
Well, basically it, yeah. Sorry, Macaulay. Yeah.
Star Wars, an old hermit convinces a young farm boy to murder his father. Ratatouille, psychotic chef lets mind-controlling rats take over his kitchen.
Rats in the kitchen, bad idea.
Willard.
Castaway, a former FedEx employee, loses it all and starts having conversations with a volleyball covered in blood.
Wilson!
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Movie Mike with 4 new movies to watch this weekend, and he'll review Dune.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say.
Yeah,
here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
And into the studio he comes streaking.
What?
What do you got for me, buddy? Well, not streaking, streaking, sorry.
Streaking?
That would be one hell of a Halloween costume.
That would, yes, yes. Yes, well, Dune has been turned into another movie. I'll give you my review in just a second, but first, this review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, which is showing horror movies all weekend, including The Exorcist up on the big screen and the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes.
So for showtimes and all the other details, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Dune is based on the classic Frank Herbert science fiction novel that's so complex, it literally comes with its own glossary. Leisure time reading is supposed to be fun, but the author apparently thought it should entail work. Normally at this point in a review, I would describe the plot, but to be perfectly honest, I have no clue what was going on in this movie.
What?
In an apparent effort to simplify the material, the filmmakers have opted to just not explain who anyone is or why any of them care so deeply about some planet whose surface is made up of a valuable spice. If you haven't read the book, you'll probably be just as lost as I was. There's an all-star cast, including Timothy Chalamet, Oscar Isaac, Jason Momoa, and Zendaya. They get to wear funny-looking costumes and wander around massive sets spouting empty but very self-serious dialogue. This goes on for 155 minutes that feel like 155 hours, at which point Dune ends with what's essentially a cliffhanger. That's right, this is only half the book, which means it's all set up for the sequel, which will be released 2 years from now. And let me tell you, sitting through all that confusing nonsense and then not getting any resolution at the end is a real treat. Fans of the novel may well like Dune, but newcomers are likely to have the same reaction I did, mind-crushing boredom. Ooh. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 1.5 sandworms.
You are just brutal.
This movie, there's no dramatic thrust to this movie. There is nothing that happens that makes you excited or pulls you in. I mean, if you've read the book, you have the gaps filled in. But if you haven't, it's just this big black hole up on the screen. And literally, I was having trouble staying awake during it. I was so bored. It looks great. But other than that, forget it.
So the characters in costume, do they look like adults at a Halloween party where they say, what do you think? And you go, what are you?
Yes, I would say that describes it very well.
I'm supposed to be a sexy goddess. No, you're not.
Yeah.
So there will be a sequel.
Yes, they greenlit the sequel, which will be 2 years from now. And I guarantee you, I will not remember anything that happened in Dune Part 1 when I see Dune Part 2.
All right, then.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Of course, we've got the news, we've got the sports, and the AccuWeather. Yes or BS on the way. I wish you could hang around for that, Mike.
That sounds like fun.
Tonight is the battle for the little brown jug in high school football. That's when Mifflinburg plays Lewisburg. You ever wonder what's in that jug?
Do I want to know?
It's Flashback Friday.
Coming up in just a few minutes, yes or BS, in the battle for the little brown jug. Stay with us. It's a special Halloween edition of Flashback Friday. That song was huge in the dance clubs back when I DJed Halloween parties for crazy college kids in the 80s. The freaks certainly did come out at night. Well, it's my favorite time of the week. Are you ready? Cue the music. Yes.
Yes or BS. Yeah, true or false. You've got a 50-50 chance of winning, so don't blow it.
Don't blow it. Yes or BS, powered up by the Old Trail Tavern down in the Liverpool area of Routes 11 and 15. Yes or BS, tonight is the battle for the little brown jug in high school football. That's Mifflinburg versus Lewisburg. The battle of the jugs are all across the country, but it started in college football back in the 1800s with Michigan and Minnesota. Yes or BS, the little brown jug is empty. There's nothing in the little brown jug. Yes or BS. Give it some thought and give us a call on the Ford Fun Line.
Yes or BS with Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hi, this is Sheila. Am I a winner?
Well, it depends, Sheila. Where are you from?
Pennsylvania.
Okay, that narrows it down. I guess it could have been Transylvania. What town are you from?
How about Seelands Grove?
Okay, Sheila from Seelands Grove. Yes or BS, in football, the battle for the little brown jug, the jug is just a trophy. It is actually empty. True or false? Yes or BS?
True.
Yes! The brown jug actually doesn't have anything in it. Congratulations, Sheila.
All right.
Now, your little brown jug might be full, but in football, it's not. All right?
Yes.
Very good.
Or BS with Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
A lot of costume no-nos nowadays, especially when it comes to cultural appropriation. And here's how it goes. Don't wear a sari if you're not Indian. Don't go in a kimono if you're not Japanese. Don't put on dental floss underwear if you're not a Kardashian. Use your head.
It's Flashback Friday.
We're sending you back.
Totally. Flashback Friday on 94KX.
Oh, Oh my, great call from the Harrisburg area wanting the classics for Spooky from the 60s. Well, Flashback Friday doesn't go back that far, but one of the original members of the Classic Four who sang Spooky re-sang it in the 70s with the Atlanta Rhythm Section.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
Let's get started.
Yeah, your trick-or-treats only last so long. Listen up. How long? Chocolate only lasts 8 to 10 months in a cool, dark place. Is that where you're going to keep it? Okay, if you keep it there, it can last up to 2 years. Oh, and dark chocolate lasts longer. Hard candy? Well, stuff like lollipops and butterscotch candies, they last about a year in their package. As the candy gets stale, it'll become, like, more sticky. So keep that in mind. Caramel, it is sticky. It only lasts 6 to 9 months. So eat up. Candy corn, that'll last 9 months. I think it'll last forever. That's why I don't eat it, because it's not food. Anyway, jellied candies, they last about a year unopened. And finally, if you're passing out chewing gum for trick-or-treat, chewing gum only lasts 6 to 9 months. Believe it. I keep it in the glove compartment of my car, and it's always way too gross by the time I actually get to eat it. Trick or treat, everybody.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Hope you enjoyed the special Halloween edition of Flashback Friday. Of course, you gotta have Ghostbusters theme in there. Here's something to Google today. Google heavy metal spooky scary skeletons. There's a Russian rock band who redid the cut. So it's basically the old song, but you get thrashed to it, I guess. Pretty cool. And you know, we've all got that one neighbor who went a little bit over the top with her Halloween decorations. Google this. It's viral video today. They call it the Squid Game House, where the house changes color from red to green.
With that, let the game begin.
Green light. Red light.
Okay. No.
Green light.
No. Not even red walking light. By that house. No. No, the gunshots sound too real and it's just too gross. I would rather wrap up the show with this parting shot. Some classic comedy from Jerry Seinfeld.
So I had my little costume. I was physically ready. I was preparing myself. I did not try on the costume prior to Halloween. Do you remember this? This is an obscure one, but on the side of the box, I remember this on my Superman costume. It actually said, "Do not attempt to fly." They printed that as a warning. Because kids were putting it on and going off the roofs. Yeah. I love the idea of the kid who's stupid enough to think he actually is Superman, but smart enough to check that box before he goes off the roof. So anyway, but my hopes were up. I was thinking that this is probably the same exact costume that Superman wears himself. And you put these things on, it's not exactly the super fit that you are hoping for. It looks more like Superman's pajamas is what it looks like. It's all kind of loose and flowing, and the neckline kind of comes down about there. Flimsy little ribbon string in the back. Plus, my mother makes me wear my winter coat over the costume anyway.
Every mother did, right? Chad Evans is next.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.